Oh, how I've missed you.
What? You've missed me too?
Clap 3 times if you can hear me. Clap 2 times if you can hear me. Woohoo! Clap 1 if you can hear me. Yippee! Hooray! There's much to celebrate. You made it. I hope you've had a fabulous week. I know I have. After school last week, Penelope gave me those earmuffs to wear when I sleep, so I wouldn't be kept up all night by Mika.
And guess what?
They worked! At first, they were a little uncomfortable. They're made out of sea sponges, which can be a little scratchy. But once I got used to them, it was great. And I've been sleeping much better ever since.
Hooray!
Which means my energy is back to be a mermentor. And teach Mika everything I know about being a mermaid. The other day, Penelope came over, and we had a long conversation with Mika about the importance of active listening. Active listening. Which you know is one of our 10 emojers. Do you remember what emojers are?
Emojers are the emotion managers we can use whenever we feel really big emotions that we need to calm down and control.
Penelope and I tried to teach Mika the importance of active listening, because if she is always screaming and never listening to me, Mom, and Dad, we'll never get along as a family. One of the most important skills in active listening, is to say in your own words what someone is saying to you. And then ask them a question about it. So whenever Mika cried, we repeated her cry back to her and asked her what was wrong. Mwah! Are you cold, Mika? Mwah, mwah! You're not cold. Are you hungry? We'll figure it out.
Active listening, say what?
Uh-huh.
Repeat what I say.
Repeat what I say,
say what?
Uh-huh. Active listening, say what?
Uh-huh.
Making longer, say what?
Uh-huh.
Active listening, say what?
Uh-huh.
Now let's take turns, say what?
Uh-huh.
Active listening, say what?
Uh-huh.
Active listening, say what?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, speaking of Penelope, this has been a really tough week for her. It all started the other day at school when Miss Octagon was teaching us about horseshoe crabs.
Horseshoe crabs are related to sea scorpions, and they've been around for more than 200 million years.
Wow, that's even further back than my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grammars. Anyways, like I said, we were learning about horseshoe crabs when...
That's all for Lagoon School today, students. Remember to come back tomorrow with 4 interesting facts about horseshoe crabs that you can find out on your computers. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Then the shell bell rang. After class, I met up with Susie, Joey, Penelope, and our new friend Bobby. There's a new field of sea kelp growing just a short swim away from our school that Joey said was beautiful. So we wanted to go check it out. Everything was perfectly normal on the swim until we got to the kelp field.
Here it is. What do you think?
Whoa, it's beautiful, Joey. How did you find this place?
I've never seen such a thing.
Do you all smell that? Achoo!
Penelope sneezed so loud she scared Bobby, and he blew himself up into a giant ball. We all laughed, even Bobby. But then I noticed that Penelope wasn't laughing. She was frantically swimming around looking on the ocean floor for something. Is everything okay, Penelope? That was such a big sneeze. You made Bobby blow up like a beach ball.
No, Megan. Everything is not okay. I sneezed so hard that it knocked a tooth right out of my mouth. It had been loose for a while now, but that sneeze must have done the trick. The sea kelp is making me a little sneezy.
Hey, Penelope. Whoa, your tooth is gone.
Oh, no. What am I gonna do? Do I look silly?
No, not at all, Penelope. You can hardly notice.
Yeah, I would have never noticed a thing.
Penelope's missing tooth was right in the front of her porpoise mouth. So every time she talked or smiled, or even just opened her mouth a little bit, you could totally notice she was missing a tooth. She closed her mouth up tight and swam in the other direction away from us. I thought she might be feeling embarrassed or upset by the whole ordeal.
Guys, I'm not feeling too good. I'm just gonna go home.
Penelope, wait! Don't go! It seems like you don't feel too good about yourself right now. But sometimes when we feel down or nervous or confused, it helps to practice the emojer. Celebrate yourself! Celebrate yourself!
Celebrate yourself. You gotta celebrate yourself. Feeling down, you'll come around if you celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself.
That's right now.
Celebrate yourself.
Uh-huh.
Your mystique is so unique, like nobody else. Let's hear it.
I've got a great smile.
My fashion sense is so on point.
I'm really kind to my friends.
Celebrate yourself.
You said it.
Celebrate yourself.
Here we go.
Gotta know your special glow.
So celebrate yourself. How do you feel, Penelope?
A little better. I'm still upset.
Why don't I swim home with you?
That'd be nice. What am I gonna do, Megan? I look so terrible and silly. Everybody knows porpoises have big teeth, and tomorrow at lagoon class, everybody is going to notice. What if they call me names like Snaggletooth? What if Miss Octagon calls on me to come to the front of the class and present? I never should have gone to that silly sea kelp field. I knew it would make me sneeze, and I knew my tooth was loose. It was all Joey's idea. Ugh, why did I let you guys bring me along?
After all of that venting, we just swam in silence for a little before I offered up something to Penelope. Hey, Penelope, I just want to let you know that I really understand how upset you are. And I know it must be a lot to think about how people are going to react to your tooth tomorrow. But I want to let you know that you could lose all of your teeth and you'd still be my best friend. Plus, you're the first friend of ours to lose a tooth. How cool is that? Just then, out of nowhere, we heard yelling coming from behind us.
Penelope, we found your tooth. Bobby has it.
Susie, Joey, and Bobby were swimming as fast as they could toward us.
Yeah, it was under a big sea kelp leaf, but we were able to get it, and we thought you should have it.
I have a great idea. Joey, do you still have that leftover string from the rope we used to clear the shipwreck?
Sure do.
I was just telling Penelope how cool it is that she is the first friend I know to lose a tooth. I think we should turn this into a beautiful necklace for Penelope to wear to school tomorrow, to show off to everyone in the class. We can use that leftover string to turn this into something really awesome. What do you think?
You guys think? You think it would be cool?
Totally.
That sounds awesome. Let's do it.
We all swam the rest of the way together straight to Joey's house. We tied Penelope's lost tooth to the string and tied it around her neck. It was so beautiful the way her tooth glistened under the water when the sun hit it. The next day, Penelope wore her tooth like a badge of honor at school. She was a little nervous about how things would work out.
Now, Penelope, that's a pretty wavy necklace. Before you tell us about your horseshoe crab research, why don't you tell us the story behind your new fashion statement?
Well, I had a loose tooth. And after school the other day, a group of us went to explore a new kelp garden. Well, I'm allergic to kelp, and I sneezed. My tooth came flying out, and I lost it in the sea kelp. I was really bummed out. But then Susie and Bobby found it, and we made this necklace out of it. See?
That is so cool.
Totally. I hear that humans sometimes find shark teeth on shore and wear them as necklaces, too.
What? Shh. Why would they do that? Don't they have their own teeth? We sharks need to change that trend and start making our own necklaces. When I lose my first tooth, I want my necklace to be just like Penelope's.
Really? Thanks, guys.
And just like that, everything was A-OK. Penelope had started a new trend. Before you know it, everybody will be wearing tooth necklaces to Lagoon class. I know I sure will when I lose my first tooth. And now, I have something new to teach Mika. Speaking of learning new things, after she showed us her necklace, Penelope taught us that horseshoe crabs are not actually crabs. Or horses! What a silly name! Thanks for playing with us today. We'll be back next week with another story to help us put our emotions in motion. The Emotion Motion podcast is produced by the Move This World Audio Network. Move This World supports social-emotional learning for students, their families, and their school communities through evidence-based curricula rooted in creative expression and movement. Parents and teachers, you can learn more about how the Emotion Motion podcast supports your students and find additional resources to use at home or in your classroom at our website, movethisworld.com. You can find us and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, movethisworld.com, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcasts. Thank you for getting your emotions in motion. We can't wait to play with you again next week. Shake, shake, shake.